Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to What's in Your Glass. I'm your host, Carmelo Anthony. Before we get going, let's first welcome today's guest. You know her as the iconic singer, songwriter, who has won 9 Grammy Awards for her work. You also know her as a double Oscar nominee for her work as both an actor and musician on the film Mudbound. She's also a fashion designer, a philanthropist, and most recently the owner of a wine label, which we'll get to on the show. This woman is a living legend. Please welcome my sister to the show, Mary J. Blige.
Thanks for having me, Melo.
Absolutely, absolutely. On today's show, I like to start off with what you drinking. Like, what's in your glass today?
You know what's in my glass. Sun goddess.
Talk to me, that sun goddess. Talk to me.
What else? Look. You know what's in my glass. Sun goddess, baby.
Hey, cheers to that. Cheers. I want to give you a cheers to that. Many cheers for sure. Absolutely. Let's talk about it a little bit before we get into the show. Let's talk about sun goddess. Why you got into it? What is it? How is it? What it tastes like? I'll let you do the spill on that.
All right. Well, sun goddess is 100% a labor of love. I was on tour with Maxwell. Maxwell is one of my really good friends, and he was about to release a wine himself. So he had all his Italian friends, you know, out hanging out with him. And I went to hang out with them one night, and I was just guzzling the Pinot Grigio margarita, you know, the Pinot Grigio, you know, the Santa Margarita,
right?
Killing that. And one of the guys said, why don't you do your own white wine? And I didn't blink. I didn't study immediately. I said, absolutely. I will do my own white wine or my own Pinot Grigio. So maybe like 3 weeks later, I found myself on the plane on the way to Friuli, Italy. We touched down at Marco Fontanelle's property. Well, not on his property. We touched down in Italy. We drive to his property. And then we end up, his whole property is the winery. So we get right into tasting, or, you know, going to his wine cellar. We're tasting what a white wine, what white wines are, what a Pinot Grigio is versus a Sauvignon Blanc versus, you know, whatever other white wines. He said, so what do you want your white wine to taste like? I said, I want a Pinot Grigio and I want a Sauvignon Blanc. And so he showed me what that tastes like. So we went, we did all that tasting and drinking, and we got drunk, and we went to a party that we was having at one of his property for his children, for his grandfather that day. And then the next day we went into where the grapes were, the touching the grapes, and him explaining to me, you know, what the Pinot Grigio grape was versus the Sauvignon Blanc grape. The Pinot Grigio grape happened to be a brown grape or a purple grape. And, you know, I thought all Pinot Grigio was white. So it was a learning experience.
Absolutely.
the whole trip was a full learning experience. I get home, I taste, you know, it's taste test time. It's time to put the juice in the bottle. And I taste everything, and it's crazy. It blew my mind. And then everything was released during the first half of COVID, that first quarantine when everybody was drinking for their lives. And it hit wine.com and went crazy. The rest is history. We're here right now.
Absolutely. So big shout out to that and that experience. But before we get into it, and I want to ask you, I should have asked you this before, first, like, how are you? You know, first and foremost,
I'm great.
What's been occupying your time, your energy lately? I need to know that.
I'm great. I'm working hard on music right now. I got some new fire, some new music coming. So everybody, hold on to your seats. It's crazy. What else? We just got finished shooting the Super Bowl the halftime stuff. The Super Bowl halftime commercials and stuff like that. And we just finished that. And that's it. Promoting Ghost is coming on the 21st. Promoting that.
About time.
Yeah, new music. What else is on this list? A couple of shows coming up at Barclays Center and Baltimore. So I'm in rehearsals for that. And that's a lot.
we'll get into everything. But first we got to talk about your wine label, Sun Goddess. I mean, we've spoken about it before, but this is a different audience that we're speaking to today. So I want to talk about, the Sun Goddess wines. I know, like I said, we discussed this before, but we have to get into it on What's in Your Glass. Starting at the beginning, and I think you touched on that a little bit. How do you decide you wanted to get into that lane?
I just it's nothing that complicated. I just love Pinot Grigio. I love wine, period. And it just came from me loving it. One of the guys asked me, did I want to do it? And I said, yes, because of Maxwell, I'm in this business because Maxwell introduced me to his partners. And now I'm in the wine business. So shout out to Maxwell. Much love for
sure. Big shout out to
him. Sharing. Yeah.
And Sun Goddess, again, comes from Italy. Mm-hmm. And you explained this to me before when we did another kind of chat on Facebook. What ultimately drew you to that region?
The region, Friuli, Italy?
Yes.
Oh, the owner of the property. Not that I never even heard of Friuli, Italy.
Me either, until you told me that last time. I didn't even hear about that until you told me that last time.
I just jumped on a plane, took a chance, went down there, fell in love with some beautiful people, have some extended family now. And like I said, Marco's whole property was the winery. It was all green. It was all vineyards and where they, he had a spot where they make prosciutto at and, ham and just, it was just stuff everywhere. Amazing. Really, really wealthy man. So now it's like I have a new place in Italy to visit, Friuli, and it's beautiful and quiet and sexy.
big shout out to your partner though too, Marco Fontanelli, because that's again, he introduced you to a region that, like you said, you haven't even heard of. I never even heard of that region, and I've been to Italy, all throughout Italy. So big shout out to Marco for that. I just saw that you performed at the Rockefeller Center to celebrate the 100th anniversary for Chanel No. 5 perfume, which, by the way, I saw the flicks came out fire. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
How was the event and what was it like performing, for such a celebration?
It was fun. I mean, it's Chanel, so it was real, it was different from... But it was nice, I did my 45 minutes, if that, and I said thank you to everybody and kept it moving. But it was beautiful, the clothes they gave us and the jewelry they gave us and stuff was nice. The setup was nice. It was all, it was at the Rockefeller, skating rink, so it was like mass social distance. The audience was way over there and I was way over there. And I was going crazy. How I was acting.
Right, of course.
Whether it was far or near, I was going to just do what I did. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And you always been a fashionable icon. Like, you always been that. Even back in the day, you always was that. Like, where did that love for fashion, generally come from?
Well, it came from being up, growing up in the projects in the inner cities and watching like all my sheroes who were like female drug dealers who had everything. Furs, diamonds, Timberlands, cars, just they looked like what we wanted to look like. And they had the things that we wish we could buy. So, and then when you kind of grow up with, not a lot, you figure out how to make do with what you have. And then that creates creativity in you when you have to figure it out. So it all came from just figuring it out and, watching my sister dress and, some of my friends dress and just taking my own stuff and putting it together and figuring it out. Like it's not like I went to school, but just, we just learn how to survive and then we learn how to thrive in it. So now we thrive in it because we have access to all of the stuff we want. you know, and it's not just about money either. It's about, you know, what do you want to do? What's tasteful to you, you know, not what's tasteful to everybody else, you know.
Similar to the wine. It's to each and to your personal preference. What is, exactly. What is your secret? I mean, you music, acting, wine, and so on and so forth. Like, what is your secret, though? You know, a lot of people want to know what's your secret. And just being able to juggle so many different endeavors that you have going on.
Well, just to sustain, it's just peace of mind. It's staying. I take my spirituality very seriously. I have to wake up in the morning and thank God and pray and get my mind right so I can deal with the world. So if I can deal with the world, I can take on the world. You know, I can dabble. You know, I can do whatever it is I set my heart out to do. So it's just positivity, you know, learning how to think positive and having faith in what you do and believing in what you do no matter what. So it took a while to get here, but I'm here. You know, I have faith in Mary J. Blige's just brand. I have faith in myself. I have faith in what I can do, and I have confidence in it. So it shows, you know, it's if you speak it into existence and if you believe it, you can have it, you know, and but you got to work for it. You got to work for it.
You got to put the work in, for sure. You got to put the work in. Next up, you have, you know, some big upcoming performances at Barclays. And then you go into to be more at the Royal Farms Arena.
Yeah.
Next week, like how you feeling about those shows? Like, I'm sure you're excited. I'm sure you get locked into to the big stage like that. So, but how you feeling about those two shows in particular?
I'm so excited about those shows because I haven't had a performance like this since before COVID, you know. Our people, all of us, we need a hug, like a big, big, big hug from each other. And that's what I do at my concerts. I just hug everybody at one time with giving them 200% of Mary all night long and just, you know, having fun with everybody, you know.
I'm sure, you know, B-More is definitely excited. And Barclays, that's going to always be, you know, a great place to perform at as well. You mentioned it earlier, and when we first started, you know, word on the street is that in addition to performing, you also been working on some new music, you know, lately. Mm-hmm. So what can you share with me and the listeners about what you've been working on, and when can listeners expect new music coming from you?
Well, I got an album coming in January. I got 3 singles coming in November, videos and all. Like, we're doing it like we used to do it in 1994. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But today, the videos are the singles, you know? So, you know, so it's we got to act real crazy. Like, you know, we got to
yeah, of course. You got to take it back.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. And the music is crazy. It's it represents where I am today, how I feel. And it represents what life really is. Life is not, you know, oh God, I'm sad all the time, but life is not all, I'm happy all the time. Life is life, you know? And that's what, you know, my albums always speak, you know, represent, you know, what life is. But mostly now, the upside of life is just appreciating my life and appreciating how far I've come and the things I've survived, you know?
No, I mean, you always, I mean, as a fan of your music, you've always touched on those pain points. You touched on things that you've been through. You touched on things that's going on around you, your surroundings, family, friends, you know, whatever it was, you brought that pain to the forefront to make people realize, like, damn, like, she's human at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. We can relate to that because she's going through some of the similar shit that we're going through. So I will always take my hat off to you for that. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Switching gears a bit, we got to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show. It was announced you perform at the Super Bowl 56 halftime show at here in LA at the SoFi Stadium with Dre, Snoop, Eminem, Kendrick. Like, that show is gonna be crazy and spectacular. What can you tell us about that? Like, the early planning for the show, and how did all of this come to be?
Well, let me just say this much: I just came back from LA. We were shooting the intro to the show and the commercial. Well, like I said, this thing, I'm excited because it feels so big. It just feels crazy. You know, this is, I think, probably the biggest, you know, Super Bowl halftime show because it's it's just culturally relevant. It's just a big thing for us. And man, Dr. Dre is not playing around, you know, with, with them visuals, man. I'm so honored and excited that Dre called me. Yo, Mary, I was like, Super Bowl halftime. I was like, what? I'm there. Let's go. And it's, you know, it's just been a teamwork effort, you know, just shooting with all the guys. It's so much fun, man. And I'm so excited. That's all I can say. I'm so excited.
Right.
As far as like the performance of what we're going to do, we haven't gotten into that rehearsal yet. We're getting into that in January when we go for rehearsals.
The lineup, I mean, the lineup is crazy. It's, you know, just that lineup is crazy. That when you really put the numbers behind what that lineup is, right, and put it in perspective, collectively, it's 43 Grammys and 19, I think it's 19 number one Billboard albums.
Ooh.
I don't even know what to say. Like, what should people expect from that show?
Listen, you see my face trying to talk about it. I was almost like out of my breath. Like Dre showed me, you know, everybody shot separately, and then we shot some of it, you know, together. But Dre showed me what his visual was. I was like, man, if my visual didn't look like that, it's going to be epic and massive. I don't have no words. It's just some gigantic shit that's happening.
Nah, I already know. I'm sitting here as a fan, as a spectator, and it's like when I hear that lineup of Dre and M and Kendrick, and then Mary on top of that for NFL Super Bowl halftime show. We don't get those opportunities often.
Right.
You know, with Black people don't get those opportunities often, right, to perform at Super Bowl and to do it with that type of lineup. So I'm going to just sit back and watch and be a fan. I'll probably be there cheering and shit and jumping up and down and singing your songs. But I don't think people understand that. I want people to really put that into perspective. You know, we don't get those opportunities enough to perform at events like that and moments in history. And that's a moment in history that nobody will ever forget with that. So congratulations on that as
Thank
well.
You.
We'll be locked into that.
Thank you.
Bringing it all back to what's in your glass. I just have before we wrap, I have a few quick fire questions for you to close us out. Myself and the people, we like to know what's in your glass on special occasions. It doesn't have to be any label specifically, but what's your go-to when you're on a beach vacation?
Well, when I'm on a beach vacation, I'm still drinking Sun Goddess if it's around.
That's for life.
It's always around. I can't give no other one no props. I gotta be selfish with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Sun Goddess on a beach vacation. You're out to a nice dinner.
So if I'm
what's in your glass?
If I'm out to a nice dinner, it would probably be, if there's no Sun Goddess around, like a Casamigo margarita or something like that. A margarita with Casamigo in it. Because Casamigo is my favorite tequila.
Okay.
Blanco.
You can't go wrong with that, though. You can't go wrong with that.
Never.
What you had in your glass, I'm going to take you back. What you had in your glass when you celebrated your first Grammy?
My first Grammy, probably Hennessy. definitely Hennessy, I'm sure.
What you're celebrating what I'm sure is going to be, in, you know, an out of this world performance in the Super Bowl stage. What's in your glass after that?
Man, everything. No, I'm going to keep it because I don't like to get belligerent and black. I'm going to keep it to Casamigos shots. And
okay.
I know Sun Goddess is going to be floating around. And then I might have a glass of champagne somewhere. I don't know, my glass of Ace of Spades or Boob or something, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That after that performance, that's one of those nights. I can say that.
It has to be one of those nights.
Say less. That's an epic night. That's an epic night. I want to say thank you again, man. I want to say thank you for touching base with me, jumping on here, joining me for a glass, and best of luck with everything you have going on right now. Your performance is coming up, your Super Bowl performance, your two shows, your wine, and just you know, you have the show coming back on with Stars and Fifth, which everybody's going to be tuned into. I'm sure they're waiting.
Yeah, the 21st.
Absolutely, the 21st. So the anticipation is definitely there. But I want to say thank you again. I want to say thank you to the audience for tuning in this week. You guys know, please follow, rate, review us in your glass on all the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts at. You can also check the video releases each week on YouTube. And again, you know, I'm going to bow out gracefully to my sis. Let's cheers. One last cheers.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, sis.
Thanks a lot for
Always
having
love.
Me.
Always love. Cheers to the sun goddess.
Cheers.
Love, baby.
Love.